You're listening to the Frequency and Flow podcast with Bree Kirk, episode number 54. In today's episode, I'm going to be diving into the difference between branding and marketing, two terms that are often used interchangeably and or are misunderstood, plus how I use human design and gene keys with each of them. So let's dive in. Hello, beautiful. This is Bree Kirk, and you're listening to the Frequency and Flow podcast. You're committed to living life by your own rules, and that includes the actions you take to build your business. The Frequency and Flow podcast explains how to grow your business's unique brand, marketing, sales, and operations in alignment by leveraging your own energetic blueprint using human design and gene keys so that you can take aligned actions without force, frustration, or burnout. With over 15 years of online business experience and now over 4 years into my own human design experiment, I discuss my own learnings and challenges while giving practical guidance that you can implement to build a fulfilling and abundant business that creates the life of freedom that you desire. Let's dive in. So today, I want to clear the air on something that is very, very commonly misunderstood by online entrepreneurs or aspiring online entrepreneurs. And that is the difference between branding and marketing when it comes to your business, or I guess in general. Even as someone who has 15 years of experience in marketing and branding in this exact area of what I'm about to talk about today, I've noticed that these terms aren't used correctly or they're used interchangeably. And if I'm being honest, there's times that I'm even guilty of this, even though I know the difference and I should use the terms correctly, because the truth is that there's a little bit of murky waters between these two terms, you know, where there is a little bit of overlap. And that's what I'm going to explain today. You know, a lot of people who don't really know much about branding and marketing or are new to just business in general, I hear a lot of questions like, is branding the same as marketing, or is marketing part of branding? Like, what really is the difference? And if you don't know, that's okay, because it's a very common question that I get all the time. Part of the reason I say it's murky waters is because there's actually a good amount of overlap. And like I said, if I'm being honest, there's times where I've probably even used the terms incorrectly as I'm talking to you here on this podcast or just in general. So while I certainly do not fault anyone for not knowing this or not understanding this or not knowing the difference or using the terms incorrectly, that's why I have so much empathy for online entrepreneurs who are, like, you know, DIYing it or trying to figure these things out all by themselves as they're building their business. Like, if you're one of these people, because it's very hard to understand the difference, especially when there are people, admittedly, like me, who might be using it incorrectly, even though I am a quote-unquote expert in marketing. So when it comes to online business, if I had to narrow it down to the biggest mistake when it comes to utilizing branding and marketing in your business, I'm just going to say that I think that most entrepreneurs, most solopreneurs, most business owners think way too small in how they define branding and how they define marketing, both in what these terms of branding and marketing each represent, and thinking small in terms of how you can use them effectively in your business. And so here's why. Let me dive into it. So most people I talk to tend to think of brand strategy as the visual part of your business. Your logo, your fonts, your colors, maybe your images. You know, they think branding is just the vibe that your business is. It's the visual part of your business and your marketing. And similarly, these people, you know, you or your friends or other entrepreneurs think that marketing strategy is just the channels that you are posting content to, and the tactics that you are using in terms of reaching new people. And the truth is, this is the mistake, is that brand strategy and marketing strategy are so much more than that. Okay, if that's what you think that branding and marketing is, my goal of today, my intention today, is to open your eyes as to not just the possibility of brand strategy and marketing strategy in your business, but the importance of both of these. And to really just like, you know, expand your awareness of both of these terms and how you can use them in your business. So let's start with branding. Your brand strategy is how the universe of clients and potential clients experience you and your business on every level and across all your senses. Your brand strategy is the experience. You're going to hear me say experience a lot. Experience is a key word when it comes to brand strategy. You know, so of course, the visual aspect of your brand or your business, the logos, the fonts, the images that you use, that is definitely important. You know, that is part of a great brand strategy, but there's other senses, you know, of the five senses, that's only one sense is sight. So there's four other senses to think about when it comes to a brand strategy, because when you experience something, you experience it through those five senses. So if you're only taking into account the visual aspect of your brand, you're missing four other senses and how people can experience you according to those four other senses. So think, you know, your brand strategy is also not just what people see about your business, but it's how does your audience hear you? How do your potential clients feel you? Like feel you emotions? Like what emotions do you evoke? Does your taste resonate with their taste? Those are the types of questions that a great brand strategy can help you answer. So think of this. Your potential client's experience of you is not just the time when you're trying to sell them something. Your brand is a critical piece of the puzzle at each stage of your customer's journey with you, from when they meet you to when you're actually selling to them, and especially when they've already invested with you. Each stage of that journey that they take with you, your brand strategy is critical at each of those stages. It's not just when you're trying to get them into one of your programs. It is when they've already chosen to invest in you. In fact, I would argue that's when your brand strategy is more important than ever. So when you think of your brand, think about how do you want this universe of people who are at all different places in terms of their relationship with you, like how do you want them to experience you at each of these stages and steps in their journey? How do you want someone's first impression of you and your business to be? And then what do you want your customers also to know and expect of you as they work with you? It's about creating... How do I even say this? It's really about that experience at every single stage and setting expectations for what your clients and potential clients will expect from you in terms of an experience. What do you want your offer alumni, like alums or past clients, like what do you want them to feel and say and think about you? That is all encompassing in a brand strategy. How do you want them to, whether they're potential clients, existing clients, or past clients, what do you want them to know, to understand, and to believe about you and your business through all of their interactions with you? So yes, a pretty logo, fonts, and colors is definitely part of that. I'm not dismissing that. But an impactful brand strategy also includes your mission and vision, your core values, your methodology for your practice, who you want to serve, how you help them. It's your messaging and it's the personality of your business. In many ways, your brand strategy is truly the strategic foundation of your entire business from start to finish. Okay. And many people see your brand strategy as just your marketing, and truly your brand strategy infiltrates the experience of every single person that crosses your path, whether they are a potential customer, existing customer, or past customer. Brand strategy truly speaks to your long-term relationship with your soulmate clients. It is deep connection with them. It is resonance. That is brand strategy. It's about building trust and loyalty over time when your potential clients interactions with your business are consistent and in alignment with what your clients believe to be true about you. So it's what they experience and it's creating a consistent experience with them that is the experience that you want them to have. So there's alignment from what they're experiencing and how you want them to experience it, and being consistent with that experience at all stages of their journey, from when they're just getting to know you to when they part ways with you after investing in your offer. Sorry, I get really passionate about this if you can't tell. So whether you're signing a new client or you're processing a refund request from someone who was a client and the offer's not a fit for them anymore, you know, all of those touch points, whether they are at the stage where they're signing with you or whether they're at the stage where they're asking for a refund and you're processing a refund, the way you make your client feel after each of those experiences evokes the same feeling and experience from them, even though the context of the experience is different. So when you're thinking of branding and brand strategy, again, think of the experience, think of the feelings that are evoked in that overall experience that your clients and potential clients have with you. Think of the five senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch, right? Think of all of those senses in terms of your brand strategy. So I absolutely love to utilize the Gene Keys and the Gene Keys Golden Path, like your Gene Keys Golden Path specifically, when I'm working with my clients to curate their brand strategy. And I sprinkle human design in with it because Gene Keys is all about activating your genius and opening your heart in your relationships, right? So genius activation sequence is about opening your heart. Those two things are like essentially the crutch of the experience that you create for your clients and potential clients, is like having them experience your genius or tap into your genius or connect to your genius, and then building that resonance with them by opening your heart and connecting heart to heart with those potential clients. So a lot of that is Gene Keys. I do sprinkle in some human design tidbits here and there in that context, okay? That's how I work when it comes to creating an energetic brand strategy or an energetic branding in general, aligning with your energetic blueprint. I really lean into Gene Keys a lot and human design a little bit. So now let's talk about marketing and marketing strategy. So marketing strategy is a small piece or a subsection of your brand strategy. So most people, when they're just learning about business and marketing, at least initially, they think that it's actually the other way around, that your brand is part of your marketing strategy, but it's not. Your marketing strategy is actually part of your brand strategy. Surprise. I know, it's kind of mind-blowing, right? Because I think it's kind of counterintuitive in a way, but it's the truth. Your marketing strategy is a subsection of your brand strategy. So first and foremost, you, of course, can be marketing to clients and potential clients at every single stage of that customer journey, from those that are just beginning to know, like, and trust you. You can also market to existing clients and customers. In fact, there's a whole type of marketing strategy called retention marketing. Retention marketing is a whole facet or a side of marketing that is, of course, important, but you know, that's one piece where you're talking about existing clients or past clients. But you know, a lot of people, when they think of marketing strategy, they're thinking more of people who aren't quite clients yet, who they want to turn into clients. And that, for the context of most of what I've talked about so far on the podcast and what I work with people in my programs, like, that's kind of the main part of it, because a business isn't a business till you have clients and customers. So that's kind of the most important thing to focus on initially, at least. And of course, you know, just making sales and revenue, a lot of people have goals towards sales and revenue and working with new clients. So all of these things are relevant, right? But generally speaking, a lot of what I talk about, and when people talk about marketing strategy, it's focusing on that first part of the customer journey, like that building the know, like, and trust factor with potential clients. But whereas branding is all about the experience and the feelings that you provoke in those that your business comes in contact with, marketing is all about how you logistically create those experiences. So branding is the experience itself. Marketing is how you create that experience. So your marketing strategy comes down to not just the tactics, but how you apply those tactics in a strategic way. And because marketing strategy is a little bit more tactical and a little bit more logistical, marketing strategy often does and should come with very specific goals or outcomes, you know, with it. You want people to opt in. You want people to sign up for your program. Like, marketing strategy comes with very specific outcomes and goals, like as to why, you know, because you have to, in order to, for that outcome, that's where you create a strategy to deliver that outcome. You can definitely have goals and outcomes of brand strategy, but I think for online entrepreneurs, you know, there's like, it's a lot more like you want to do X to achieve Y. That's a little bit more, it's that tactical or more practical, like logistical, that's marketing strategy. You know, and a marketing strategy, some of those goals that you're working towards or thinking about are things like awareness and engagement, action taking, hand raising, opting in, signing up on a sales page. You know, those are all marketing, the goals and desired outcomes of a marketing strategy. And part of that marketing strategy, once you understand what those outcomes and desired, you know, goals and desired outcomes are, it's about selecting the channels and creating a strategy, the communication channels that will help you achieve those goals. So marketing strategy is really about the actual interactions and touch points and how you can make the most out of each of those interactions that you have with your audience in terms of accomplishing those goals or desired outcomes. And so right now, I know marketing seems a little bit transactional, but there's actually an artistry to it as well, because in order to achieve a specific outcome, you must engage someone. And in order to engage someone, you have to be able to grab their attention. And in order to grab their attention, you have to have something compelling or resonant to say to them. So yes, when we talk marketing strategy, we're talking more about, it seems more transactional, but there is an art to it as well. Just like there, and when we speak about brand strategy, there's definitely an art to that as well. But I think it's easy to get discouraged by marketing because it feels more transactional and more tactical, but there's actually a lot of art to it when it's done correctly. Marketing strategy is not just about the channels or the platforms that you use, but the way that you use them and how they work together to achieve that specific outcome. And when it comes to marketing strategy, while the gene keys can be helpful, I actually lean a bit more into human design to craft that marketing strategy that's not only effective, but it's also aligned with your unique energetic blueprint so that you can experience, you know, you can activate that marketing strategy with less force, less frustration, and less burnout over time. So brand strategy is a feeling and marketing strategy is the action behind delivering that feeling. So I'm going to put this in a different sort of analogy that might help if you're still feeling a little confused. So imagine that you just got a reservation at a new, cool Michelin-starred restaurant. That, and you happen to get a reservation for it. It's a hard to get reservation, but you're super excited. And since it's Michelin starred, when the day comes for your reservation, when you get to the restaurant, you decide that you're going to do their tasting menu where you get an appetizer, you get a main course, maybe you order a drink with it and you get a dessert and maybe some other things that come with the tasting menu. When it comes, when you get there, like everything about that reservation and that meal is the best that you've ever had. It's not just that the food tasted really great, but it's like every little detail of that experience for that reservation, from the service staff to the music to the ambiance, the way the food is plated, everything was just picture perfect. It was just amazing. The experience was off the charts, just like nothing you've ever experienced before. So if you're going to this Michelin-starred restaurant, you are going for the experience. You are going for an experience. You're not just going for the food. Like, yes, the food is what brings you to the restaurant, but you're not just going for the food alone. If you're going to something that's as nice as a Michelin-starred restaurant, you're going for the experience as a whole. But since it's a restaurant, of course you're going there to have a meal. The desired outcome is that you leave and you feel fed. You feel satiated. The desired outcome is to leave feeling full or satiated, but you're going to this Michelin-starred restaurant. And the reason that you pay money to go, like probably, you know, it's a little bit pricier than your typical night out at a restaurant, is because you're going for the experience as a whole. When it comes to going to this restaurant and this experience, you know, ordering, receiving the courses, the different courses of the tasting menu, and eating all the food, all of those tactical logistics of going to the restaurant, they all contribute to the outcome of eating a meal and being fed and feeling satiated. that's the marketing strategy, right? Like all those different touch points of being given the menu, of ordering a drink, of ordering the menu, of receiving the drink, of getting the food put out in front of you, of eating the food, of paying the check. All of those different touch points, like those all contribute to the outcome of eating a meal and being fed. That's the marketing strategy. But everything else about that experience, the staff, the ambiance, how the food is actually plated and presented to you, all of that is just as important when it comes to a Michelin-starred restaurant as the food itself. All of that contributes to the experience that you're paying for and that you're desiring. So imagine if you're going to a restaurant where the ambiance and the experience was amazing, but the food itself was bad or unremarkable. That's a great brand strategy with a very poorly executed marketing strategy, right? Or on the flip side, imagine if the restaurant had food that tasted great and you left full, but the waitstaff was rude and it looked like someone threw a bunch of stuff on a plate haphazardly, like it was just really unappetizing to look at before you ate it. That's a good marketing strategy without a brand strategy, without a compelling brand strategy. When either the brand strategy or the marketing strategy fail, without a doubt, it's going to negatively impact your relationship with that restaurant in some way. And likewise, if you don't have your brand strategy figured out, or you're not getting that solidified, or if your marketing's not really working, or you don't have that strategy figured out, without a doubt, it's going to negatively impact your relationship with your customers in some way. So you need both, because you don't want to have a great experience with bad food, and you don't want to have great experience, bad food, or good food with a bad experience, because either way, it's going to leave an interesting taste, excuse the pun, in your customers' mouths. So if you're listening to this and you know you need help in either brand strategy or marketing strategy or both, I recommend you focus on your brand strategy first, and then use that brand strategy to build out your marketing strategy, the tactics and the actions that generate the outcomes that you desire for your audience. Because the best marketing strategies come when you understand the experience that you want your potential clients and your existing clients to have. So if you're looking for help in crafting your brand strategy, in my program, Radiant on Purpose, we use your gene keys and your human design to build or rebuild your brand strategy so that it is uniquely, authentically, radiantly you on every single level. It's a journey of self-discovery to excavate a brand strategy that helps you stand out in a sea of sameness online. So that's more of a, you know, there's definitely mentorship with it, but it's a much deeper, where you excavate from your own chart. It's a little bit more of a self-led journey where I am there in support of you. But if you're looking for more support or more of an intensive format where I'm the one taking the lead and guiding you through step by step, as you either build or rebuild your brand and or marketing strategy using your human design and gene keys, I have a new offer for you that I talked about a little bit in depth in last week's behind the scenes episode, but it's the Marketing Magic Intensive, and specifically the first track or pillar of the Marketing Magic Intensive. The track is called Energetic Brand and Strategy, and I help you do a lot more of the heavy lifting on a shorter timeline so that you can hit the ground running quickly and efficiently. Or if you're in the situation where maybe right now you feel good about your brand and marketing strategy, but you need more help with the planning and the executing of it, some of the more logistical type things, and doing that in alignment with your human design, the second pillar of the Marketing Magic Intensive will actually be a good fit for you. It's called Align, Planning, and Execution. So if you feel like you kind of have all the pieces, but you just need help with the execution of it, that's the second track or the second pillar called Align, Planning, and Execution of the Intensive. So if you have any questions about anything I said here today or about any of these offers, you can email me directly, DM me at Brie Couric on Instagram, or go to BrieCouric.com/contact and fill out the contact form. You can, just ask me questions and I will definitely get back to you to answer any questions that you might have. You can also get some more information on the work with, so BrieCouric.com/work www.marketing-with-me. Or if at this point you're just looking to dip your toes into the water right now, you're not looking to invest in anything, you're trying to figure out if this approach to your marketing and brand strategy is even for you at all, you can take the first steps forward in my new free workshop series, Human Design Marketing Strategy and Business Alignment. And this workshop series lays the foundation for creating and implementing an effective marketing strategy using your human design, a marketing strategy that aligns with your unique energy so you can continue to build, grow, and scale your purpose-driven business with less force, less frustration, and less burnout. And you can find the link below in the episode description. If you like what you heard or resonated with what you heard today, make sure you share this episode with your business besties, tagging me at Bree Couric or leaving a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. In the next episode of the Frequency and Flow podcast, I'm going to be talking about my personal perspective and approach to ethics in online marketing. It's going to be a juicy one, so I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to the Frequency and Flow podcast with me, Bree Couric. I am so grateful you're here. If you liked what you heard today, I invite you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review so others can benefit from this information as well. Head on down to the episode description to get links to all my content and programs, including free resources made just for you. I hope you have a beautiful day.